Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. I got a radio show. What a blessing this has been. Just an unforeseen blessing, man. You know, you never know. Can I tell you the truth? You know, when I first got into radio, a lot of my friends and associates, they started spreading the rumor that, you know, Steve done. He out. You know, he ain't on TV. He, you know, he ain't trying to do movies out here. He done fell off. He a DJ. And, yeah, I mean, you know, word get back because eventually somebody going to say, yeah, so-and-so said you wasn't doing good. You all right? You know, I've never felt like I wasn't all right. But that's other people. But what they didn't know and what I didn't really, really know, I was hoping. I felt comfortable about it. But what they did not know was God's plan for me. What they did not know that what God was going to do for me. What they didn't know was how God was going to show out for me. And so it's turned into this. I don't rub it in anybody's face. I don't say, hey, you see me now. But it just makes me understand a little bit more. It really ain't man, it's God. It's you and God. It's just you and God. So here's the deal today. I wanted to kind of go over something. People ask me all the time, they say, Steve, how do you do all the things you do in the course of a day? You do this, you do this, you do this, and you do this. Okay, are you ready? Here's the secret. Here's the secret. This is not fooling around or nothing. Here is the thing. I care about every minute of the day. I actually allocate every minute of the day. I have a plan that I recognize the night before, the week before, the month before, the year before, the 2 year before. I got something I want to accomplish in 3 years, in 5 years, in 10 years. I talk about it all the time, but when you break it down, like I always say, inch by inch, anything's a cinch. I got it broken down to what's going to happen tomorrow. And I've even got it broken down to what's going to happen every hour that I'm awake. And then I break that even down a little bit further. I care about every minute of the day. Okay, Steve, how can you care about every minute of the day? Okay, here's the deal. Some people have it locked in their mind that I'm going to get up, I'm going to go to work, and when I get off work, soon as I get off work, I'm going to go to happy hour. I'm going to stop by the bar. I'm going to go by the club. I'm going to go get a beer. I'm going to do one. I'm going to chill. Okay, now let me ask you something. If you are not where you want to be in life, why are you chilling all the time? Every day? Is that necessary? Is that going to get you where you want to be any faster, or does it move you any closer? And the answer is just flat out no. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Let's say you have a trip that you're going to take. Let's say you're in New York and you want to go to California. I don't know exactly how many miles that is, 2,000-3,000 miles, something like that. I don't know how many days that actually take you, but I think 3 days, 4 tops of steady driving, you know, rest, you know, where you got to, but you can be there in 3 days if you drive. Why would you have a goal to go to New York from New York to LA, realizing how many miles it is? Somebody done told you. Because, see, whatever you're trying to be, somebody done been that before you. Now, if somebody told you how many miles it was to there, and why would you get off on all the rest stops? Why would you get off to have ice cream every time you see the ice cream sign? Why would you get off at the food center every time you saw food center? Why would you get off for gas every time you saw the gas sign? You don't need gas every time you see the gas sign. You ain't got to have an ice cream sign just because they put it out there. And you ain't got to stop at the fast food restaurant just because it's at the next exit, 2 exits down, and the billboard is attractive to you. If you're going somewhere, why don't you go ahead and get there? See, too many times, man, people want to stop at the rest area, enjoy the sights, look at the scenery. Now, I'm not saying you're not supposed to enjoy life as you go along, but if you ain't where you want to be, why don't you go on and get there? See, you cannot keep playing all the time and expect to see the results. You've got to get committed to what you want. Look, man, this life will be whatever you want to make it to be. You know, if you don't have nothing, you look around and you ain't got nothing. Hey, man, it really ain't nobody's fault now. But if you're not where you want to be, why don't you go on and get there? Stop resting all the time. You don't need to chill every day. Be about your business, man. Have a sense of urgency about yourself, your future, your legacy, your children, the people that's responsible, the people you're responsible for. You got to develop a sense of urgency here. You just cannot, I repeat, you cannot just lollygag your way through life and then look up, now you 40, 50, 60. And you ain't got nothing. And you're sitting up here going, wow, man. But look back at your life and all the years you toasted. I mean, you cooked some years doing nothing. Oh, man, how many times, man, have we done this to ourselves? Because I did it to me. I spent all of my 30s making up for my 20s. I spent 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. I spent all 10 of them years making up for my 20s, dropping out of college. Well, not dropping out, flunking out of college, the failed carpet cleaning business, the insurance failures, the restaurant, the carpet cleaning company, the stint at Ford, the stint at Lincoln Electric, General Electric. Oh, man, I was just beating myself up. Got to go to the club, Quarter Century Club, that opened up down there on Cedar. Vail's Party Center was open. I had to be at all of them. I had to be at Spats. Had to be at Spats, man. I'm out here gambling, man, out of Thistledown Racetrack. I'm just out here just hopping and hustling, man, just blowing my 20s. I spent all my 30s making up for that. Man, if I only knew then what I know now, how many times you done said that? If you're not where you trying to get to, why don't you go on and get there? Stop stopping at all the rest areas. Stop stopping at all the gas stations. Don't no car burn that much gas where every time you see a gas station, you got to pull in. Come on, man. Put your head down. Bow your head and grind. Now, people say, well, what about sleep? Okay, let's quickly cover this right here. For people who care very deeply about sleep, you're not going to be successful. Sleep cannot mean more than being awake. When you sleep, man, well, what about your rest? Get your rest. I'm not saying you're not supposed to rest, but you ain't got to sleep 8 hours a day. You ain't got to sleep 10 hours a day. You ain't got to be in bed at 10 and up at 8. You ain't got to do that, man. Your body don't need 10 hours sleep. Your body really don't need 8 hours sleep. Quiet as it's kept, let me tell you the truth. If you ain't where you want to be, why don't you go on and get there? You ain't going to get that sleep. I don't care what people tell you. Look, man, okay, you can talk to a bunch of non-successful people if you want to. They got a whole lot of rules for you that don't make no sense. You know, got to have a plan B. Who told you that? You know, certainly you got to have 8 to 10 hours sleep. Okay, look at what they have. Now listen to them. If they have what you want to have, listen to them. If your boss is in the car that you want, follow your boss home one day. If he's in the car you've always dreamed of being in, if he pulls up at the house you've always dreamed of owning, then that's where you need to be. But guess what? He's not going to hire you over him. He's not going to let you have his job. So wouldn't you think that position available? But if that ain't the car you always dreamed of having, and that ain't the car, and that ain't the house you want to pull up in for the rest of your life, you got to move on, man. You got to get to where you're going. If you ain't where you want to be, why don't you go on and get there? Stop resting and chilling, man, and concentrate on grinding. Quit caring about sleep so much, and just get yourself some rest, and then get back up and get at it. That's how you get it, folks. If you got another way, please email me, steveharvey.com. The email bag is open. I'm always interested in hearing another way where I could slow it down. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, it's 18. It's 18 minutes after the hour. That's what time it is. Today is Monday. It's 18 minutes after the hour. Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Woo. Yay, yay. Yay, yay.
Alive and well, cooking with grease.
That's an old school saying. I like it.
Yeah.
Cooking with grease.
The final four is set.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
North Carolina still in it. South Carolina is to shock the world.
Yes.
Oregon is a bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
So is Gonzaga. Mm-hmm. UCLA is out.
Yeah. Gone.
The ball boy's daddy need to be quiet.
Yeah, he do. Yeah, he do. Man,
you know, he's got some great kids, man. He's got some great kids. But the father, I understand a father being proud of his sons, but he's setting his boys up. Tough, man. Tough act to follow. He said his son is better than Steph Curry.
Right now.
I heard that.
Jesus. And Kat said he wasn't better than the boy he was playing against the other day.
Oh, King, what's his name?
I don't know. But I tell you what, it was it's tough, man. But what we're talking about is the UCLA has a really great player, last name Ball. I can't think of his first name.
Lonzo Ball.
And he's got a couple of younger brothers who are in high school balling. And these boys is getting it, man. And their father's great father just shouldn't be in charge of their career. He's saying too many of the wrong things.
You're messing it up for him, actually.
Because it's going to be hard for these kids to live up to this. He ain't even put his shoes on in the NBA. And then right after the loss, is this your last season? Yeah, yeah. You know, like he been telling everybody his son is one and done, one and done. I've heard this one and done comment by several people.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I know parents of these boys that say, yeah, my son, one and done. Okay. One and done, what? Shirley, you know what that means?
That means,
yeah. One season, and then after that, they're done. They're going to go on, move on to the pros or whatever.
Shirley ahead, Strawberry.
Is that right?
Come on, girl. Folks, put your hands together for Shirley Strawberry.
Shut up.
Great job, Shirley.
I wasn't even listening. I tuned out so long ago, but I heard my name.
Yeah.
Anyway, carry on.
So that's what the situation is. We're just talking about that this morning. But we can move on to other things more enlightening that people share. Common ground for a Final Four set. I'm looking forward to it. North Carolina felt bad for Kentucky last night. I did.
That was a great game, though.
That was a good one.
Balling.
March Madness is emotional, huh? It's so emotional.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it is, sure. For a lot
I don't
of
feel
people.
A thing.
Wow, nothing.
I'm good.
Shop madness on shoes.
But it is emotional.
I saw that player, Steve, you're talking about from Kentucky. He was crying on social media. Just talking about how much he loved his teammates. It was really
oh, that was Fox. Was it Fox?
Yeah, Fox.
Yeah. I think that's he's going to be good. He's going to be good. But this boy out of Oregon, Dorsey.
Mm-hmm.
This boy right here, man. He pull up when he want to.
It's going to be a good Final Four.
Yeah.
When does it start? This weekend?
Yeah, sure. Mm.
Saturday.
Oh, okay, good.
This weekend. I think it ends on Monday.
Yeah.
Always
just
Monday.
Just go to the weekend show. Two games, and then the third game will be the championship.
Oh, okay. This is exciting.
It is, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm so happy to be included in your little sports talk. This is great.
It's better than the bill not being passed. It's better than
what?
Okay. Yes. Glad you brought that up, Tommy.
Now we're talking.
Man, they pulled that bill. I was like, I'm all the way up.
You know what? I think what the Republicans are seeing, Obamacare has a lot of really good parts to it.
Yeah.
It really, really does. And they've all ran on this platform of replace and repeal Obamacare. Like, it's the worst thing out there.
Well, the president said it was a disaster.
Well, he said Obamacare was a disaster.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He said Obamacare.
What the disaster was the party couldn't agree on how to replace it or repeal it because the moderate Republicans can't go back to their constituents and go, hey, y'all ain't got no more health care. We did it. Because then they ass will be out of work.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And then the conservatives, the ultra-conservative Republicans, didn't like it because they considered it Obama-lite.
Obama-lite.
Mm-hmm. That it was just too many things left in there from the original health care bill. But the things that's in there, man, you got to have them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it needs a little fixing because some of the premiums have skyrocketed in certain states.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
All insurance rates go up every year.
They do.
Yes.
They're trying to act like that don't happen. But it was not a good thing for this administration not to get this bill through.
Yeah, it's a blow to his presidency.
It is. Mm-hmm. But that's all right, though, because pre-existing conditions is still covered. So I'm all right, the way
Junior.
Up.
Come on now, come on, Junior.
What?
Yeah.
No, that's right. You can get in on this show. There's a pre-existing condition. You can get in.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that was really good. And then, you know, so now it just looks like they don't know what to do. They don't have a plan, but then it just goes to show you they didn't have a plan.
They did. They never had a plan to replace it in the first place.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
No.
That wasn't
a
plan.
They just didn't like Obama. They just wanted
to smear all his name. That's all it was,
Shirley. Smear his name.
That was it. And they spent the whole campaign saying that. But what was alarming was
the amount of people that they were got at these rallies going, yeah, replace it and repeal it. What are y'all talking about? Do you understand what that does to tens of millions of Americans?
Well, so,
you ain't talked to him since all this happened.
Say what?
You ain't talked to Donald since all this happened.
Here we go. We'll leave it right there.
Talk to him. Let me ask you something, man. Anybody called you about a damn?
We'll leave it right there and come back with something funny.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up, the nephew and Junior are at it again with Right and Wrong. Steve, you have to be the judge again. Where they get these things from?
There's a constant beef.
I don't know.
I've been...
Boss. Tommy's been thinking.
That's always.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Uh-oh. Usually a situation. Woo.
Oh, well.
Come on, you almost got into it, Steve.
Yeah, I started.
Okay. Here it is, man.
No time for this ignorance.
No, you don't. I'm trying to follow in your footsteps. Now, I call and talk to Junior about it.
What? He wants you to stop right there.
Yeah, what? Stop.
Okay, just hear me out. I told Junior that I'm thinking about writing a book. And I said, now, if I write a book about failure, and it don't sell, ain't that called success?
See?
One more
see, if I write a book about failure and it don't sell, ain't that success? Mm-hmm. See, whether it sell or not, I win, huh?
That's what the book is about.
Wow.
It's about failure. Either way, whether it sell or don't sell, I win. You feel me?
Okay.
Now, am I right or wrong on this now?
Steve, Steve, let that marinate. You know what? I love him. I love him.
I'm going to say it one more time.
Mind works.
If I write a book about failure and it don't sell, I have succeeded. I win.
Okay. Listen to me, Boomerang.
No.
Why are you calling me Boomerang?
Because you just, it's so many ways y'all just connected.
No.
Just
deal with Tommy on this one,
Tommy.
Steve.
Yeah.
I was too through. I couldn't say nothing.
The book.
It's about failure.
It's about failure.
So you want to teach people how to fail?
I'm just saying, if it doesn't sell,
I'm asking you a question.
Well,
what is the book about?
Failure.
Are you trying to teach people how to fail?
I'm just letting them know.
Examples of failure.
Examples of failure. Letting them know about failure. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now, whenever you take on a project, what is the motivation behind writing the book? You want people to know about failure to what?
I just want people to know failing is okay.
Mm-hmm. And if the book doesn't sell, he proves his point.
And if the book don't sell, I win. I succeed. See, that's a bestseller within itself, huh? Mm-hmm.
If it stays on the shelf.
You have to sell a number of books. You'll never make the bestseller list.
Why you sound frustrated, Steve?
But I still win. I still succeed. And you know why are you not happy?
You succeed in your failure, is what you're saying.
You say it, so I'm sure. See that? See that?
No.
You don't see that?
No. Uh-uh. No, I don't see it.
I sure don't see it.
And why is she laughing so hard?
Because this is so funny to me. Why are you mad? This is your nephew. You should be embarrassed.
But see, you upset about my success. Why?
No. He fails to see it, Tommy.
Wow. Tune in tomorrow. We'll I'm going to have another one for you.
We'll be back with church complaints. That's coming up at 48 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay. We all recovered. Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with the latest on the health care bill. This is definitely a blow to Trump's presidency. Plus, the NCAA Final Four is set. Up next, it's Monday. You know what that means. Church complaints on the way, okay?
Yes. Got to be real.
My mother could cook that.
We gathered as usual on this Monday, a blessed day.
Yes, it is.
To hear the complaints of an ungrateful congregation.
I don't see that, man.
A sheep that don't like being sheep.
All right.
When you ain't got qualifications to be the sheep. What is it now, Deacon?
Pastor, we have a situation. The singles ministry went to hedonism in Jamaica. The toga party got out of hand, Pastor. Deacon Raphael Mason and Sister Mosea Rollins, the sheets came off. And now they want to be baptized again to purge their sins. But there's a couple members wanting them just thrown out of the church behind this mess. So we want you to step in and take control.
First of all, there will be no expels from this here congregation because robes come off.
Yeah.
Had you not been in hell in the first place with the doggone sheet on, nothing would have come off. How are we going to expel them two?
Right.
When all y'all was in hedonism. Hedonism is a Haitian word. It means hell.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Well, they told us fell off, so I. That's all I. See about that, Pam.
And Sister Marzell is a large woman. Hers was not a toga.
What do you mean?
She got hers from Dick's Sporting Goods. Hers was actually a tent for 10.
All right.
She wrapped up in a tent.
Here's another situation here. The ushers are complaining about Sister Benita Banks, who keeps her money in her bra, Pastor, and during offering time, she reaches up there to get it, and the money is sweaty in the offering plate. You're going to have to talk to her.
That's not going to happen either. Wet money spin like dry money. Next question.
All right. We continue to take the sweaty money. A fight broke out bingo night in the fellowship hall. The pot was $875. Now, Sister Vadira Santee and Sister Martha Guidry hollered bingo at the same time. They split the money. But Sister Martha pulled Sister Vadira's bingo card out of the trash and found out she was lying, and then the fight broke out. Now, I don't know how you're going to get her the other half of this money, but she's not giving it back to the lady.
Well, I have a fundraising idea for the building fund.
Oh, what is that?
This Sunday, right after service in the back parking lot, we taking house bets on who gonna win the fight. Now I'm gonna let them fight it out, and the winner gets the cut. But the last time we had a fight between Brother Purnell and that new boy that had just come out of jail, Sidney. Sidney Porter whooped Deacon Purnell ass so bad. We won 3,200 in that fight.
Trying to get back to the old days.
So I'm thinking of making a mud pit and had the women have mud wrestling.
That's a shame.
Oh, man. Pastor, you're supposed to jump in and settle this without violence. That's how you supposed
to handle
it. I will
jump in if they ask me to.
Not in the mud.
Oh, right.
I'm so sorry. We on the mic.
You're going too far.
Yes.
On these comments that's off color, reflective of our society today.
Right. This is a church, you know.
Yes, it is. That's what I mean.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to fix it.
Oh, boy.
Deacon?
Well, there's a situation that's pointed toward you, Pastor. First of all, the congregation wants to know, why is the door key to the church also the key to your car and your house all the same key? That doesn't make sense. And the Brother Kirby, who was the groundskeeper, is he's missing, and so is your car. But this is your fault because you have one key that fits everything, including the safe in the back.
Obvious that we had blown through these complaints too quickly, and you had to make one up on the run.
Now, what you're not going to do is complain about my complaints. Now, that's what you're not
trying to make something right out this little lousy.
So you have yet to written one damn complaint. So what you're not going to do is complain about my complaints.
We just down to Deacon Kirby now. Any other time, it'd be Bartholomew, Crenshaw, Rayford.
Yes,
now
we just
you don't worry Kirby about my complaint. You just answer the complaints is what you do.
What car key you know over the church door?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it is time for Miss Ann to come in.
Ladies
please
and gentlemen,
introduce
she's
her.
Here, the lovely and talented Miss Ann Tripp.
Miss Ann?
Well.
Okay. Technical difficulties, I think.
Well.
Well.
Yeah, we're a little bit offline.
There
but
you
we are,
Miss Ann.
And good morning, and good Monday morning to everybody out there. After the Trump administration's embarrassing defeat Friday on the House's GOP health care bill, looks like the White House is about to try something different. Despite the fact that the Republicans are now in control of both houses of the Congress as well as the presidency, White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus on Fox News Sunday says the administration is disappointed over the way that the conservative Republicans refuse to support the bill.
The fact that some of these members took that and decided not to move forward with it, I think is a real shame. And I think the president's disappointed in a number of people that he thought were loyal to him that weren't.
So now Priebus says the Trump is going to reach across political aisles. In other words, he's going to work with the Democrats if they work with him.
What?
Police in Cincinnati are still, Police in
Come
Cincinnati
on, let's
are still.
Do it.
The Democrats are promising not to be as recalcitrant, shall we say, as the Republicans were for 8 years with Mr. Obama.
With Obama. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll try. They say they won't be that like that. They want to really govern. Police in Cincinnati still looking for suspects in an early morning shooting Sunday morning in a nightclub there that left one person dead and 15 others wounded. Police Chief Elliot Isaac says it looks like the trouble started earlier in the day and kind of escalated at night.
Several local men got into some type of a dispute inside the bar, and it escalated into shots being fired from several individuals.
Now, police have not made any arrests. They're asking anybody with information to come forward. Both the ATF and the FBI are assisting in the investigation. This one went over Friday and was really viral, very important, and there's something new on it now. Police in the Maryland, D.C. area are now saying that the recent social media post that went viral about all those missing black girls is somewhat misleading. According to the D.C. commander, Chanel Dickerson, she says there has not been an increase in missing teens, but rather more reporting on missing people on Twitter. She says the girls featured in the post have disappeared over a period of years, not recently, and that many have been found. And Commander Dickerson also says that some of the missing left home voluntarily. She adds that while one missing child is too many, that 95% of their missing persons cases have been solved. So,
you know, I heard
she says,
the same
really?
Thing. Mm-hmm. I really did. I spoke to someone Well, I had a representative speak to someone in the D.C. department to get more information on this. And they told me the exact same thing. They said, just have Mr. Carvey be careful. A lot of this is social media, but we will give him the facts on Monday.
But we had to take notice. Yeah,
we had to because, you know, it was out there for a while, and a lot of the media were hesitant to report on it because they said it might be fake news. And then finally, some of the majors went with it, and that's when I said, okay, we've got to go with it. And I'm glad that that the officer spoke up and, you know, kind of set the record straight. Again, one missing child is too many, nevertheless. Yes, absolutely.
No, Miss Ann, you really needed to report it because the way it was being put out there, it was making it look like, wow, they brushed this under the rug, but that wasn't
the case.
It was very scary. Very scary.
Because you can't have, no one allows that many kids to be missing. Right. And can brush it under the rug.
Exactly. No. So, but it's happened in Atlanta, the Kachal murders, you know. So we're the black community is kind of raw on this and kind of sensitive to this kind of issue, and you know, rightly so. Okay, now switching a little bit, a South Carolina man who police say wrapped electrical tape around his dog's muzzle to stop him from barking. He's been sentenced to 5 years in prison. He wrapped the dog's face so tightly that he turned off. He got rid of the blood flow in his dog's tongue. He was in a critical condition when he wandered away and was found. It took vets 36 hours to get the electrical tape off. This man, William Dotson, is sentenced to 5 years in prison. The judge says he wishes he'd give him more. That's like a disgusting thing to do.
Man.
Disgusting.
To do 5 years?
5 years, yeah.
36 hours to get the tape off. What
just because it was electrical tape, and he wrapped it around so tightly that his tongue, Steve, was sticking out of his mouth, the poor dog, and it cut off the blood flow to the tongue. Needless to say, he couldn't drink or eat or anything. And it was just this. I'm so glad they found this dog.
Crazy.
What a mean thing to do, you know, really.
I mean,
you know, I love
really
animals.
Foul.
Very cruel.
Yeah, somebody need to wrap some electrical tape, never mind, around him. Anyway,
That's what dogs do.
Yeah.
I be damned. I can't stand trifling people.
Me neither. And I don't like
somebody
people who
abuse. Somebody needs to wrap tape around his damn mouth.
Thank you. That's what I couldn't say, but that's what I'm thinking. Okay, hey.
I probably shouldn't have said it. They're going to eat my face.
He's going to be on the internet.
Yeah,
you can say
Steve
it. I can't say it.
He's another man. He's some...
Oh, no. Oh, guess
I'm
what?
So
Tops at the...
of these. Go ahead, Miss Ann. I'm
just going to get this, wrap this up real quick, everybody. Tops at the box office this weekend was Beauty and the Beast.
Show me the girl.
In just 2 weeks, Beauty and the Beast has brought in, are you sitting down, $88 million.
Wow.
So it has made $317 million in just 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So my idea is that the Steve Harvey Morning Show, including me and Clay, we should all get down, make a film, and make some money.
And the Oscar goes to...
It should be called Think Like a Man, Act Like a Fantasy Character. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, now. In the NCAA Final Four, the Final Four, Gonzaga, South Carolina, North Carolina, Oregon, they go to the final dance.
Who do you have a favorite, Miss Ann?
I'm a Tar Heel, so, you know, I'm going with North Carolina.
Cool.
I'm a Tar Heel.
Me too. Going with the Tar Heels. The boy from Oregon might surprise some people. Because if they get hot, them boys is fire out there at Oregon.
I want to see South Carolina do it.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, they've never been, right?
No, this their first time. Yeah. I ain't mad
first
at South Carolina.
First time anybody's held anything
though.
In their state.
Down there. I like South Carolina and North Carolina. But Gonzaga, nice. Well, way to get there, Gonzaga. But y'all can go and sit y'all ass down somewhere.
Somebody playing with Gonzaga.
I ain't pulling for nobody. I can't pronounce name. If I can't spell your school,
that's your criteria.
I can't spell the name of your school. I can't really support that.
So you can't cheer for him. You can't.
I can't support that. Oh, Carl, it's not. You know.
Do you think this?
And I'm out.
Do you think this UCLA kid? You think he's gonna get drafted?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's going to get drafted.
He's going to get, okay.
But it ain't going to go like he think.
Like his dad is putting it out there.
Well, his dad is something else, man.
But see, his jumper, it's really weird, though, his jumper.
His form.
Yeah. Very few NBA players that made a living with that jumper coming off that shoulder like that. That's just me. I'm finna look him up right now. What's his name? Ball?
Mm-hmm. LeVar Ball. Isn't it LeVar?
But he's supposed to be better than Curry?
According to his dad, everybody thinks their kids are the best ever. Hey,
didn't
listen, the butterfly.
LeBron too, though.
Better than LeBron. Okay, the butterfly is waiting in the wings with the butterfly blog. We'll be back at 18 after.
It ain't gonna be good.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, he's here, the butterfly, waiting in the wings with his butterfly blog.
God, man,
coming up.
Has this been a mess of late?
Oh, yeah.
Butterfly, has this
butterfly
really
oatmeal,
been,
oatmeal.
It's been
but,
a
yeah.
disaster.
Yeah. You're going through.
Good morning, Monday morning to everyone. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla Jr., good morning to all of you all.
Hey, butterfly, flutter.
Flap on.
Yeah.
What's up,
going on, Eugene? What's happening?
Trying to have a very good attitude this morning since people think I don't have a good attitude. The blog this morning is Leggings on the Plane. Leggings on the Plane.
Oh, like snakes. Okay.
Yes, and I'm going to be wearing leggings probably throughout the rest of the year. 4th of July, I'll have on some red, white, and blue leggings. They better not put me off not playing. St. Patrick's Day, I had on some green leggings. You know, Easter is coming around, so you'll see me in pastel colors wearing leggings because I wear leggings all the time, and it's something that I like to do. So what's wrong?
You're talking about the story, United Airlines story on Sunday when they...
Yes.
Don't nobody know what you're talking about.
Two young girls.
You should be able to...
Blog.
But, no,
please,
this
Shirley.
Is
a, please, Shirley, I'm trying story. To be nice. Yeah. I'm trying to be nice. And he's already coming at me. You already hear it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, dog, where the real is because nobody don't keep on no damn leggings on the real dog.
Oh, man, I just kept it 100.
It's my blog that we're discussing. No, no. People wear socks, dog. Socks. Socks.
It is on the news.
Draws,
I'm just telling you.
T-shirt,
it's a news
dog.
Story.
All right, I'm just trying to tea. Go ahead with your leggings,
so
dog.
So what's the story, though, Shirley? You can't wear leggings on the plane no more?
No, no, no. Two teen girls were barred from a United Airlines flight because they had on leggings, but they were flying on a buddy pass. And, you know, on the buddy pass, you have to dress appropriately. So that's what it was. You know, you can't just wear leggings or something like that. You have to dress up, kind of.
And I
know?
Think leggings should nice. Be acceptable. You should be able to wear your leggings wherever you want to wear, because I wear mine. And I don't want nobody tripping about my leggings. So it is Leggings on the Plane. You should be able to wear your leggings. And I think today is going to be Leggings Day.
What's the game? Who like this right here?
No, I don't.
I'm out.
I'm just asking, anybody amused by this particular topic? Anybody?
It's just a news story, he's highlighting it. Yeah, he's highlighting it, you know.
All this was trending, got all that right there. But don't no man want to sit here talking about no damn leggings.
Man.
Well.
Leggings.
Go ahead.
Leggings on
go
the.
Ahead, butterfly.
I'm not going to be able to continue to work under these conditions. So,
cool.
Go on, butterfly. I'm with you. It's a news story.
It's a very good news story. Leggings on the Plane. So feel free to go out and wear your leggings today. It's a beautiful thing to do.
Not okay, if you're on the buddy pass, though. Yeah, you have to represent.
Hey, look at
the
here. Everybody up. Feel free to put on some socks and some shoes and carry your ass to work. What's wrong with that? Everybody doing. Ain't nobody getting up this morning, putting on no leggings, going to work. Who you seen at work with some leggings?
A lot of people.
I have some on right now.
Right now? What you tripping?
Yeah.
No, man.
They're camouflage.
Don't nobody know nothing about your leggings because you keep it to yourself, right? Right around.
You wearing them.
Well, yeah, but we
at some point, you all are going to have to make a decision on who you want in this segment. It cannot continue to be people jumping in like this. You have to make a decision. And so we're going to have a vote tomorrow on who you want.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Here we are. Okay, coming up, we got some trending stuff going on. We'll talk about what Snoop Dogg is up to. The age you peak. you know, doing certain things like finding a marriage partner, like playing chess, things like that. We'll talk about that. And Dave Chappelle. It is interesting. Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock. Tell you about that. You'll be interested in that, Steve. Coming up.
Legends.
Okay. These are the things that are trending right now. Snoop Dogg will induct Tupac Shakur into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's going down next month. This is according to Rolling Stone. There will also be a tribute to Pac. While Snoop is the only confirmed name so far, it's been reported that Dr. Dre was also asked to participate. The induction takes place on April 7th at Brooklyn's Barclays Center. An edited version will air on HBO. There you go. All right. Just we'll just keep it moving then. This is the age you peak.
I just want to make it known, though.
What?
I ain't never said nothing bad about Snoop. Me and Snoop boys.
Okay.
Just wish somebody would tell that truth. Jesus.
Yeah.
Me and Snoop is dudes, man.
Okay, now, this next story, Steve, you said this was interesting. It says, according to scientists, here's a rundown of the ages you peak at certain things. Mm-hmm. For instance, if you want to learn a new language, the peak age for that is, anybody? Seven.
20.
Seven.
Kids.
Seven.
27?
Yes.
You peak at seven.
Seven. To learn a new language, that's when you peak.
Well, I guess so. I'm all
open to it. Brain processing power.
So I can't learn a new language now?
You can.
You can. It'll just be a little harder.
You just don't know a few words.
Brain processing power.
Right now, you be trying to learn sickle cell in Spanish.
Oh, okay. Seriously.
You can see right there. You're seven. You don't have it. Yeah. Go ahead, Shirley.
Brain processing power, age 18. Attractiveness.
Brain processing? That's not true.
Well, okay, keep going. I'm going to keep going.
I disagree with that.
Attractiveness and life satisfaction.
Attractiveness. When are you at your finest?
And life satisfaction.
26, 27.
Close. It's 23. Close. Finding a partner for marriage.
30.
Took you 26. 26. Tommy, 26. This is specific. 26.
I have failed twice.
Oh, man.
This is me too, Steve.
I must have an advanced life.
This is specifically
26. I just got in and wanted out.
Specifically for you, Tommy, running a marathon, you peak at what age?
Way long time ago. His ass should have been stopped.
30.
28. 30. 28. 28. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Playing chess. Age 31, remembering faces, age 32, vocabulary, I love this one, age 71, and Steve, I think this is what you were talking about, psychological well-being, age 82, that's when you peak.
That's what about age you when you don't give a damn.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up after the top of the hour, the strawberry letter. Huh?
Shirley, I'm interrupting this regularly scheduled show to throw in some real, real mess.
Okay, come on. We love mess.
Tommy, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
How much money do you make a year?
Play the song, Cat Dog. I'm not finna sit here and go through this foolishness.
What?
Cat, play the song.
You ain't finna go through no foolishness.
No. Prank call coming up. Got one for
ain't you. Ain't the same one writing a book on failure?
New landlord. That's the prank call.
And the strawberry letter. My stepbrother and I have a situation.
Tommy, how much you make a year, dog?
$250,000.
Oh, he laughed.
Oh, he laughed.
Ain't that simple? It's hard to tell who's wrong or right.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach a Marcus.
Yeah, this is he. Who's this?
My name is Jason. How you doing?
My, what's happening?
Listen, I'm trying to figure out if you guys are going to be out of the house by Sunday.
I'm being out the house. What the hell you mean, out of the house?
Let me get the clarification. Are you guys at West Jennings?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys having to start packing up or anything like that?
Dude, who are you?
Okay. Are you?
How the hell did you get my number?
I got it from Mr. Vernon. Are you familiar with Mr. Vernon?
Yeah, that's my landlord.
Okay. Okay, Mr. hasn't made contact with you, Marcus?
No, I didn't talk to Mr. since I last gave him my papers.
Wow.
And who are you again?
My name is Jason. I actually,
Who are you to Mr.
Well, I actually bought the property from Mr. 6 weeks ago.
6 weeks ago?
Yeah, I actually own the house now. It was my assumption that you and Mr. had already talked.
I made my last payment less than 6 weeks ago. And you own this house? I'm renting this from Mr. I gave him my payment less than 6 weeks ago. So you're saying he got my money and you own the house? Man, what's up with that?
Well, yeah, I actually do. I guess, you know, he's he actually told me that you guys would have been out by now, and like I said, I'm looking for everybody to be out by Sunday. Are you guys going to be able to get out of there by Sunday?
Hold on. First of all, I still got 2 more years on my lease at this house. You telling me you want me out by Sunday?
Well, Saturday, if you could actually do it.
Dude, come on. You want me out of here on Sunday?
I actually have some tenants that are going to be moving in on Monday. What I'm trying to do is actually get in there and get you guys out, get the place cleaned up so the tenants can move in and actually start unpacking all their things. They're wanting to move in on Monday.
Hey, listen here, man. Me and my family, we ain't moving no somewhere, all right? I don't know what the hell you got to do, who the hell you got to talk to, but you better go and fix that because I wish would come over here and try to tell me I got to get the hell up out of this house.
Okay, sir, are you understanding the fact that I'm telling you I'm the owner of this house now?
I don't give a d-. I gave my money to Mr. Vernon. You better call him, call somebody, take it to fix this d-. We ain't moving no d-, please.
Sir, I'm going to need you out.
We ain't moving no where.
Did you understand? I need you out by Sunday, sir. Now, this is my house, and you're actually arguing with me about my property.
You ain't listening to me, man. You ain't listening to me. We ain't moving. I still got 2 more years on my lease. Dude, my last payment, I paid that 2 months in advance, man.
Let me get you to understand.
You out your mind.
It was Mr. Responsibility to let you know what's up. I own the home.
Come on, dog. You tripping. Don't call me with this about. Bring your over here if you want to. All right?
Sir, I will be there on Sunday. Now, if you're not moving out, I'll have to move you.
I ain't moving nowhere.
Sir,
bring your over here if you want to.
I'm not going
to
sit and go back and forth with you. I want you out of my house by Sunday.
I ain't moving. No, bring your monkey over here right now. We can start this right now.
I need you out of my. Are you? You're arguing with me about.
No, well, you hear me? I ain't saying it no more.
You're arguing with me about my property, sir. Are you listening?
I'm paying for this. I'm paying on this right now. I ain't moving no where. You hear me?
I need you out of my house.
Right here for another 2 years so I can get them a better place. All right, you hear me?
Sir, I got tenants that will be pulling up Monday to stay.
Bring whoever you want to bring. I got some weight on y'all. Come on in. I ain't received no notice. I ain't got no phone call from nobody else. I'm listening to you talking to this. Mr. be calling me. He the one who got my money.
Mr.
Ain't
is out of the picture
no
now.
No kind of phone call, no email, no text message, no what the.
Mr. Bring out of the picture. I own
like
the
I
property
said,
now.
Me and my family, we're going to be here for another 2 years. You hear me?
You're not going to be there another 2 years.
I get them into a better place.
You're going to be out of there.
I'm moving in my family. If I just there, dog, bring your over here if you want to.
Are you listening to me? You're going to be
out
of there.
I don't give a damn what the hell you
got
to say. I ain't trying to hear. You got to take care of that on your own. But you ain't moving me and my family out this my house.
Are you listening to me, sir?
What you got to say? You saying something different now?
I'm telling you, if you're not out by Sunday, then I'm coming to move your stuff out by Sunday.
You ain't moving. Bring your over here if you want. I wish you would. Hey, you.
Excuse me?
You.
I got something else I need to tell you. Are you listening? Are you listening to me?
What? Say something.
I want to tell you this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Malik, your son, got me to prank phone call you.
Come on, man. Are you playing? Are you serious? Come on, dog. y'all on that other stuff, man. I'm gonna kick that little man. Y'all got me, dog.
Oh man, I got you, man. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. I'm gonna let my blood pressure calm down.
He told me y'all listen to the show on the way to dropping the kids off at school in the morning.
Every morning, dog.
Oh man. All I know was you wasn't getting out that house come Sunday, was you?
Dude, hell no. We ain't moving nowhere.
Oh, man.
I'm already trying to save up, trying to get them a better spot.
Hey, man, keep pushing, brother. I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
You already know the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I keep it stupid enough for you.
All right.
Huh?
Yes.
Do
yeah,
I keep it stupid enough?
Never let me down.
That's what I'm talking
right,
about,
Steve.
Baby. Stupid continues at the Township Auditorium, Columbia, South Carolina. It is Southern Fried Comedy. It's going down this Saturday night, April Fools, and the Fools will be in town. That's the Township Auditorium, Columbia, South Carolina. That's me, that's Junior, and all our boys out of H-Town. Get your tickets. They on sale right now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's that time. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my stepbrother and I have a situation. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am 24 years old and I have a huge dilemma. My stepbrother and I have been very close since high school when he first asked me for help with a certain situation. He had girlfriends and various other partners at the time, but he asked me. I was shocked but honored because he was the star athlete and very handsome. I ended up helping him out. That little phrase is in quotations, helping him out almost three times a week with his situation. It was something about being with someone that all the girls wanted that allowed me to continue. Once his mom and my dad got divorced, he ended up moving 5 hours away. I used to visit him during the summer, and we continued our situation when I would visit. A few years passed, and we have always remained cool outside of sex because he was like a brother to me. Now he has a wife and two sons, and he only lives 2 hours away from me. He always insists that I come for a visit. I don't want to be disrespectful because I know his wife and have met his sons. When we talk, he is practically begging me to come and visit him. He has even talked about moving me closer to him and said that he would help with my moving expenses. I don't want to be a homewrecker, so how do I tell him no without losing a brother? Please help. P.S. I'm a male as well. Okay, you have to do the right thing.
Surely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, Steve. You need me to read something over? I don't want to be a homewrecker, so how do I tell him no without losing a brother? Please help. P.S. I'm a male as well. So, you have to do the right thing in this situation. You can't go. You have to do the right thing. If you feel you're going to be disrespectful, if you feel you're going to be a homewrecker, like you say in the letter, then you definitely don't need to go. I mean, you go. You guys haven't seen each other for a while. You'll fall back into the same situation, and that's what you don't want because you say you don't want to wreck their marriage. Tell him, though. You have to tell him why. You have to tell him that you've met his wife, just like you say in the letter. You've met his children. You feel differently now, so it can't be the same with you, and you feel it would be inappropriate. Tell him you guys will always be brothers. Your parents may have divorced, but you guys aren't divorced. You'll always be brothers. I mean, even though your parents are divorced and no longer are together. But you have to tell him the truth. I mean, you can't let him keep putting himself out there and begging you to come and, you know, and you're saying no, but not telling him why. So tell him why and explain to him. All right, Steve?
Watching.
He doesn't want to break up the marriage. Yeah.
The confirmation hearings. I want to recuse myself from this letter because, see, Shirley, I can't do this letter without the last line.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to be a homewrecker, so how do I tell him no without losing a brother?
Right.
Well, first of all, y'all more than brothers.
Yeah, they're lovers.
Because y'all having sex. Then you're going to, at the end, try to trick me and go, P.S., I'm a male as well.
Right.
Well, hell, it's where I got to get off this train. Cause you're asking me now.
Come on now.
To comment without the ability to really comment. See, we live in a politically correct society today.
Yes, we
do. Where everything everybody else do, everybody else got to like it or else you come under scrutiny. You're not fitting to mess my radio show up and kill my career on Little Big Shots. You're not taking that from me with this little funky behind letter trying to draw me into a controversial situation and get me to say something stupid. I ain't gonna do it.
I ain't gonna do
it. Well, thank you for that.
No, I ain't through though. My letter is about the letter, about why you write me the letter.
Oh, oh, your letter is a letter about the letter and the letter.
Yeah,
okay.
See, this letter right here, tricky. Trying to draw me in. Now, y'all brothers, for real, though.
Stepbrothers.
Y'all brothers, stepbrothers, and brothers. So we just brothers on brothers now. First of all, you violated a family code. That's the first thing you did wrong. You violated family code. You ain't supposed to sleep with your stepbrother.
No.
I mean, you're right. You're right. You're right about that.
Now, I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
Now, don't try to trick me at the end of the letter. With this new piece of information, you decide you're going to throw this at the end of the damn letter.
Oh, you're tiptoeing around this.
Yes, Lord, I'm tippy-toeing. Tiny Tim.
You tiptoeing around this.
Oh, because you're trying to get me. I'd have been on the internet this year enough for everybody.
Yes, you have.
What I am going to do is get on it again over this damn letter.
Please don't be another meme or soundbite this year.
I mean, personally, I don't give a damn who you sleep with. You write this letter, you and your mama had a little something going on. It ain't my damn business.
That's where you at with that. Yeah.
Now I don't give a damn who you sleep with.
Oh my God.
Teddy, Freddie, Jerome, homie, whatever. Do you and be happy doing you. Don't write us. Oh, good and hell well, you don't need to see this boy no more. He married, got a wife and two sons.
You know what's going to happen if you do.
Talk about moving you closer. Wish I would.
Oh, man.
Now, what I'm trying to do now is get out this letter.
You can do it, Steve. I have faith.
Yeah, but when we come back, you got to answer on the back end again.
Okay. I'll be back.
My stepbrother and I have a situation. That's the subject. We'll be back at 18 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are. This letter is called... the subject, my stepbrother and I have a situation. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up right after this. All right, Steve, here we are with this letter. The subject, my stepbrother and I have a situation. 24-year-old, as we found out, wrote this letter. He's in a huge dilemma. He and his stepbrother have been very close since high school. It's a male. He was having sex with his stepbrother. The reason they got to be stepbrothers is because their parents married. His mom married his dad. And so that was the situation. So they had been in an intimate relationship for quite a while. Then one of the stepbrothers moved away, got married, and had children. And now he's calling on his other stepbrother to come and visit him.
So that's the dilemma. The one who wrote the letter wants to know what should he do. He doesn't want to be a homewrecker. He doesn't want to be disrespectful. How does he tell him no without losing a brother? He wants our help. And he didn't tell us he was a male until the very last line. He PS'd.
Which is a trick.
I'm a male as well.
Trying to deceive me and cast me into the light of political incorrectness. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to allow you to do it. You wrong for what you doing to this boy and his marriage. Y'all can do whatever you want to do. But once you drag a marriage and some kids in it, you got to have a new set of rules. You obviously not show.
I mean, sure. Okay.
Now, you obviously not show.
Okay, that was for me. That was for me.
You don't do this, Shirley.
That was just for me.
Now, this letter is already taxing on me.
Because
they're trying to get me in this conversation another way. But I'm not going to do it.
It's a trick.
Everybody's equal and all the same under God's eyes.
Amen.
So therefore, the letter is what it is. The fact that you a male normally would throw me into something. But it ain't. Not going to let you do it. And you know why I'm not going to let you do it? Because y'all ain't putting me on the internet about nothing else with your lying ass on the internet. I'm so sick of y'all stank, bottom-feeding, troll-mongering people that ain't got nothing better to do than to try to bring somebody down. Where's the uplift?
That's not the way to fix
this. This is about you now?
What about you? What?
Hell yeah, it's about me.
This party is fixing
what it sound like?
Yes.
Trying to trick me? It's deception amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
We are the greatest dividers of ourselves because let me ask you a question. Who even put this letter in front of me? What traitor did that?
Wait a minute.
You mad at the letter?
The script. Yeah, the letter itself was a trap to further bring me down.
Oh, boy.
This whole letter is a plot by the black man to bring the other black man down, and I'm not going to do it.
This is a conspiracy, Tommy.
This is the plot of conspiracy by a fellow brother.
Right.
Trying to bring another brother down, doing the work of the devil.
Doing the work of the devil.
Bottom line, don't go. Yeah.
This is called flipping the script.
Majorly.
And I done flipped it so you don't flip me.
You got out of
now,
it.
Now, they in this letter flipping each other, but you won't be flipping me.
All right. We'll
flip
talk about
brothers.
Some more trending topics when we come back. Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock got together.
Turn it, flip. I got you.
We'll be back in 34 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk about Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock. They got together. Wait till you hear what happened. Steve, you're going to be interested in this.
And can I ask Tommy that question one more time?
One more? Go ahead.
Tommy, speaking of Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock, how much do you make a year?
Come on,
nowhere
Kat.
Near they what they make. Nowhere near that.
$175,000.
Thank you, Kat.
We look.
You pay him, Steve. You should know.
No, but Tommy make extra money.
Oh, you talking about that?
I'm talking about that. All them appearances and stuff. That's what I'm talking about.
Shut up, man.
Find out
why you don't meet
how loaded my nephew really is. When we come back,
I ain't loaded.
How much Tommy makes?
Oh my
no.
goodness.
Tommy make a lot of money.
Not the subject.
Man, Tommy, you seen Tommy Instagram?
All right, so here we go, Steve. Chris Rock. We've been talking about this. Chris Rock kicked off his Total Blackout tour in New Orleans, okay? And here's the thing, to the surprise of the audience, none other than the one and only Dave Chappelle followed the opening act. Chappelle performed 10 minutes of jokes before Chris Rock took the stage. The best part was that Dave and Chris actually performed together.
Wow.
Now, it's reported that this was an awesome moment in time that will never be seen because all cell phones were banned from the theater. Wow. How mad were those people, huh? How mad were they? Dave was like, he was like, tonight you are all part of a social experiment. Stranger things have happened in New Orleans. Then Rock took a second to poke fun, saying, oh, you wish you had your cell phones, right? Tyra Banks was there. She later tweeted, witness comedic history tonight. They were on stage together. She said it was magic. We can only hope it happens again for the world to witness. So that's good to hear. You know, that isn't that major? I mean, that's major. That's
so some bad boys right there, man.
Yeah.
Legends on stage together.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that Dave Chappelle is back. He's back with his Netflix comedy special. You know, he's just... Brilliant. He's coming back. You know, he got a lot of criticism for leaving his show and leaving $50 million on the table. But now he's coming back. You know, how long ago was that? Like 10 years or something?
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, it was a while ago. So now he's coming back and he's still making millions. So, you know.
Cool.
And he's still hurting. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
Needed that me time.
Yeah. So were you done asking your questions to Tommy?
Yeah, he was done. Why are you asking him that?
Yeah, I mean, I want you to answer the question, man. How much you make?
I don't know.
$275,000.
That much money?
I just keep hustling. I don't know.
You got that much money? You don't know how much you make?
I don't.
$300,000.
Well, Junior's just throwing out numbers.
Junior, stop.
What, tax day? Come on,
say
soon.
What I love you better for you start, to say, Tommy.
Yeah, speaking of taxes, Steve, how you doing?
Uh-oh. Well, uh-oh. Yeah.
Better
you know,
start.
I ain't in tax trouble, but you know. I know who about to be, though.
No, not at all. I'm good.
Hey, dog, ain't nobody saying nothing about you.
If you throw a rock,
throw a rock yes,
in a pack of dogs.
Just answer the question. How much you make, man?
Help me.
Just answer the damn question. All these Rolls Royces and chains and stuff. And then when you start wearing chains at 50?
I never tell.
We've got Sand and Soul coming
wrong,
up. We're going to talk about Sand and Soul when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, it's Weekend Confessions with the nephew. Good Call Lord, us up and everybody. Tell us what you did over the weekend, because what, nephew?
Not here to help you. Just want to hear what you're going through. 877-29-STEVE. Yes, sir.
What, Steve?
Weekend Confessions.
What? He ain't trying to help you.
I'm not.
Help.
Everybody don't want to be helped. Some people just want to vent. They just want to get it off their chest.
You done had some people ask for some help.
Mm-hmm. But they shouldn't call in on this segment, though. That's not the time for it. I done said it off the top. I'm not here to help you. So why would you call in here for help? Yeah. That makes sense.
How much money you make?
Yeah.
You're still on that.
But up next, we're going to talk about Sand and Soul. We want you to meet us
Tommy,
in the Bahamas.
Tommy, you make about $3 million a year.
Tommy, make what?
No, I don't. Don't make no $3 million. Quit worrying about me. Quit worrying about me. Call Trump and check on him since that damn bill ain't get passed. Check on your friends, man. Leave me alone.
Sand and Soul in the Bahamas, Steve.
Sand and Soul, which we are going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is a $3 million figure a good figure, Tommy?
Tommy, make $3
million. Nah. Nowhere close.
$4 million?
Am I the only one on the show that know Tommy made millions?
I do not make millions, Junior. I don't know what he's...
That would be a no, Junior. That would be a no.
Dog, Tommy built a new house. Tommy got married.
I can't build a house. I said Tommy built a new house.
I'm just going over the numbers. You can build a new house. When you're rich, you can do that kind of stuff. Tommy got rich.
People who are not rich have built houses as well, brother.
Huh?
People who are not rich build houses as well. So what you talking
about? We down to brother.
But see, what I don't hear you saying is you ain't rich. That ain't what I'm hearing.
I'm not rich. I'm saying it to you. I'm not rich.
I'm well, I am. If it's only in spirit,
Shirley is.
I
thank
am.
You, Shirley.
No, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, Tom, why am I always paying for dinner?
Oh, because he's cheap. Oh, Tommy cheap as hell.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he cheap. Dog. Tommy ain't buying you nothing, dog. Tommy buy them girls some dinner.
Yes, he does.
But that's
thank you,
it.
Tom.
I'm pulling my card out at the bar when we go out to eat and drink.
Hell yeah, you're going to pull it out.
I did not know he made $3 million.
I do not, Jim. You don't let him fill you with that.
He's standing in front of a poser with a rapper.
Oh. Look. I'm whooping your ass.
Okay.
Boy, got Prada shoes on, Gucci scarves, Louis Vuitton belts. Tommy got 2 chains now. You seen the chain? Black diamonds, all this stuff. Tommy got chains on, man. All his stuff iced out. All
diamonds. I've been at that.
Man, I'm hurt.
Tommy, house furnished, exquisitely furnished. I'm talking about exquisite.
What does that mean?
He's got a party with minions.
Furniture.
Tommy caviar every day.
He don't want me to have furniture, yeah.
Sit on the
sorry,
floor.
Your house. You don't invite me to your house, but I can go on Instagram and find out all about your house.
Really?
Because all over there. He finna get a new closet.
He getting a new closet?
Because he got too many clothes.
But you said, didn't you
well,
say
his
last
did.
Week?
His wife got a lot of clothes. His stuff fit in a little section.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. Don't forget your joke.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Through with me. Y'all
sand
good?
And soul.
Can we move on? Thank you.
All right.
Sand
from
and soul. October 6th through the 9th. Ladies and gentlemen, come join us in the luxurious white sands of the Bahamas. Nassau, to be exact.
Ooh,
oh, my
yes.
goodness.
I'm there, Steve. I'm on the island.
I can't
the
wait.
The sand is between my toes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Welcome to my island. I am the host of Sand and Soul. I am your host, Kula. Please.
Kula.
Welcome. Carla, hey. Welcome to the Paradise Island.
Well, thank you. What's your name again? Kula?
Kula.
All right. Thank you, Kula.
Kula stands for the happy one.
Oh, well, I'm happy
yes.
to be here.
Junior, how are you today?
Hey, Kula, what's happening, man? I'm glad to be here.
Everything is good. Miss Shirley, how are you? Wonderful, darling.
Hey, Kula, the happy one.
Are you all preparing yourself for a wonderful time in the Bahamas, White Sands, Atlantis Paradise?
Yes, what's the date again, Kula?
Excuse me?
What's the date again?
October 6th through the 9th, Shirley, to be exact. If you go to sandandsoulfestival.com, it's all there.
Okay.
It's going to be luxurious.
Ooh.
I myself am bald-headed, tall, no facial hair, and I will be wearing nothing but cocoa butter.
That's what I'm talking about.
Glistening man walking in the sand.
Wow.
Shining. Any women who come alone, Kula will take care of you.
Kula. Bahama Mama drink. I'm hanging with Kula.
Bahama Mama drinks
nephew?
Mojitos.
Mm-hmm.
Cosmos. Sand between your toes. Pina colada and everything else you can pour down your throat. We're going to be drinking and celebrating life.
Woohoo.
SandandSoulFestival.com. It's going to be a wonderful occasion. Salt and Pepper will be there.
Salt and
Pepper. In Vogue will be there. The entire Woo-hoo. Group.
Hold on. Mm-hmm.
Dougie Fresh, turn up.
Dougie.
Teach me how to dance.
Keith Sweat will be there.
Ooh, I want a Keith Sweat.
And of course, comedy.
Comedy.
Oh, man.
Lots of comedy. Along with the incredible new addition.
New Edition.
What a wonderful weekend of laughter and fun in the sun, laying in the sands, rolling around, drinking, learning nothing. SandandSoulFestival.com. This October 6th through the 9th, all the stars will be there. Steve will be there also.
I can't wait.
How Steve? Was that for a commercial for you guys?
That was great.
As in Steve Harvey? Yeah.
What is my name?
Kula!
Kula, the
and
happy one.
What does
one.
Kula stand for?
The happy one.
The happy one.
The most happy. We will see you all Kuta? Soon. Including you, rich boy.
All right, Kunta. Confessions all right, Kunta. Up next.
Come out and won't you hang with the poor people?
Kula.
All right, Kunta Kinte.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew, this is your time to shine. It's time for Weekend Confessions. Yes. Call in and tell the nephew what you did over the weekend, because what, nephew? Yes.
I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. The booth is open, baby. Tommy's Weekend Confessions. Let's go.
All right, let's go to line four and talk to Gazaway.
Gazaway.
Yeah, just
like that. That's
good
that's
morning.
Is a real name?
How y'all doing?
Good morning, Gaz.
Nephew Tommy, Steve, Shirley, Junior.
Morning, morning.
All right, now check it out. I've been dating this woman for the last year.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't in love. I ain't even kissed her. Because I wanted, she is about substance. I have this friend, or I had this friend, of 25 years. We up, we decide we're going to walk to the park. Out of nowhere, out the blue, he goes and tells her, "You picked the wrong friend. You should have been with me." I said, "What? What?"
So your boy did this to you?
My boy.
Okay.
This is the same friend I broke bread with at my mama house.
Mm-hmm.
When he didn't have a ride, I goes and picks him up 200 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we fell out about that. You go your way, I go mine. Now, when I say he is a whore, he is horse to his heart. He slept with my tenant. Tried to sleep with her teenage daughter. Got a baby mama, and another one on the side.
Mm-hmm.
So now my girl, she decides she going out with her friends. Cool. One of his little side pieces hollers at me. I ain't know it.
Mm.
So she decides she wants to do a little something. I oblige her. But now,
okay, guys.
He finds out and then comes at me sideways. I'm like, man, how am I supposed to know? You know, now they always tell you, don't tell your left hand what your right hand doing. But, hey,
mm-hmm.
So the circumstances was, it is what it is. But then he wants to fight me.
Uh-oh. Here we go, Gaz. Let's go.
He weighs 168, maybe 175, soaking wet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm 6'1", 255, and I look it.
Yo.
God.
Yeah.
What happened, Gaz?
I tore him a new one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to fight me over a thought?
I know.
Yeah. That's how you start our Weekend Confession, just like that.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm. You don't try to help Gaz what he went through. Gaz, hey. Let us know what happened.
Oh, well, that whooping on already at the occurred and all the sleeping is already in. Can't help.
Mm-mm.
Where's he from?
Just listen. Gaz just wants somebody to listen.
He's
Gaz.
From Tennessee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You good? You got that off your chest. You feel better, don't you?
I really do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you finna go on about your business today. You going to work and going on doing what you got to do, right?
Flat is.
Now, can I tell you what your friend going to do?
Go ahead.
No,
I'm going to tell you what your friend going to do.
Wait a minute, Steve. Let's focus on what's really important. What happened with the side piece? We still got that?
That's important.
Now, the side piece is what it is. She, when my gal found out,
She goes to the side piece. The side piece said nothing happened. Hey, we good.
That's
we good.
What I was got ready to say. And how did your girl find out?
Because he told it.
Because that's what I was fitting to tell you. Your boy going to run and tell it to your girl now. Watch this. And that done already happened. That's all I got ready to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Gas. It's too tight in this booth. It's just too tight in here. Come on.
All right. Let's go to line 8 and talk to Tamelia out of Illinois.
Tamelia.
Hi, everybody.
Tamelia.
Tommy,
how you doing?
With Tommy, and they got
creative. Oh,
okay. Say that again.
I said my father's name is Tommy, and my parents got creative, and they named
me Tamelia. Tamelia, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your confession, babe?
Well, I've been dating a man for about 3 years. We haven't been having sex for about 9 months. And I've caught him, I guess, messing around a little bit. And so I decided to step out, and I met the craziest man in Chicago. Mm. He has started calling my guy. He's damaged my car. He's called me 500 times, like, in one day. He's, like, just crazy as hell. But on the flip side, the boyfriend, I keep catching him with this.
A boyfriend.
You keep texting the boyfriend what?
Messing around, too. So last night, we were at a bar. Well, kind of like a cat bar.
Right.
Shut up. I can't hear.
And I snapped his phone. And I made him chase me all in the women's bathroom, all around the bar. So I
she snatched his phone.
Okay, baby, but...
So what's she confessing that's
the,
now?
That's the confession.
I'm confessing that I turned up.
Oh.
I really just wanted to talk to y'all.
She turned up. All right, Tamelia, thank you. Let's go to line
and
one.
Then hey, and, Steve, this ain't even Steve down second. Hell.
Let's go to line one. Call. Here's one
I
for you, Tommy.
Nothing, Tommy.
Jacob's out of Michigan.
I'm just letting it happen.
What's
line
up,
one.
Jacobs?
Oh, man, what's going on, fam? Good morning to you. Good morning. How y'all folks doing this morning?
Yeah, we good, man. Go ahead. What you confess?
Man, I could be doing a little bit better. I just got to get this off of me, man. I messed around and tore up my wife's brand new BMW. Well, it ain't brand new. It's 2 years, but, you know, that's still new. Would you consider that?
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
We got some funny weather, you know, and it messed around. It got warm over the weekend. And here, you know, when it get warm a little bit, people come out them clothes, man. And I'm driving down the road, and I'm sitting here, and I see someone looking real good to me, man. I mean, you ever see a, I'm going to call it a, you folks told me keep it clean. I'm going to try my best. You ever see a onion walking down the street, or I got to say a backside, and you know the shirt is hanging over it, and those two cheeks just going up and down and fighting like baby kittens on the quilt.
Yes, kittens on the quilt. Yes,
kittens on the.
Oh man, that thing was looking good to me, man, and I messed around and took my wife's BMW and rear-ended a Geo Track and tore that front end up. But
wow, what you tell her though? What you tell her that happened?
Man, I told her I was drinking some coffee and spilled it in my lap.
There you go, boy. There you go.
Huh?
He good with that?
I don't know, man. You know what I mean? But I'm going to have to be getting another BMW around here pretty soon.
Well, hey, man.
Yeah, good.
I appreciate you stopping
one.
By
That's
the booth.
That's what you get.
Yeah. At least you got it off your chest, though. This is Weekend Confessions, man. Thank you, Jacob. See how that work, Uncle Steve? Ain't nobody trying
You're
to
listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of Weekend Confessions. Call us 877-29-STEVE and confess to the nephew. Tell him what you did over the weekend, because what, Neff?
Not here to help you. Just want to hear what you're going through.
He's showing.
I'm ready.
3 million. Yeah.
How much, Junior?
3 million.
Call us.
Man.
All right. Back to the phones we go. Let's go to line five and talk to Angela out of California.
All right. Angela.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What's your confession?
So basically, I've been talking to this guy for about 4 months. He's very wealthy, and he takes pride in that and flaunting whatever he has, whatever. So he's always telling me that I'm slipping up, baby. You slipping up. You need to catch on. All these women are after him, and he's doing this and that. Okay. I'm like, okay, now, let me show you what's slipping up.
Is this time of you?
go ahead, Angela. Baby, don't listen to them. Go ahead.
One of these confessions and caught your ass. Go ahead. Go ahead, Angela.
You know that's not Tommy.
Oh, Lord. Okay. He always told me, I'm saying, okay, I'm going to show you what slick really means. So y'all know how coconut oil is very, very solid when it's in a cool state, and then when it gets just a little warm and milk.
Yeah.
So he has a beautiful, and I mean beautiful, like I like cars, but he has a beautiful wooden garage off the side of his house. So I go in there, turn the temperature down about 60 degrees. I bought me 4-pound containers of coconut oil. I'm like, I'm going to show you what slip really means. I go in there, take a cup. Every about half foot in there, it's solid. You can't tell. By the time I leave, I turn the temperature up just to 72, just enough to make it start melting. The next morning, he go in there on his, I said, International XT truck, I believe it's called. He go in there, start it up, no traction. Y'all ever seen a expensive truck driving to an original customized $80,000 PTO? Oh, he was very mad. Very mad, and I was so proud of myself since I thought about that idea.
And you did this because of what?
Because he's just very egotistical, always downing me, talking about, you need to step your game up and do this. First of all, I ain't asked you to talk to me. I ain't asked you to approach me, none of that. So we don't need to come at me in any kind of disrespectful way. So I'm going to show you what disrespect really is.
Disrespect.
Now, is that still your man?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. Gone by the wayside. Him and his toupee gone.
He's rocking a toupee. Steve.
That's not Tommy. That's not Tommy. She said the toupee is gone. And Tommy doesn't wear a rocket toupee.
See, slow down. Now, Shirley. See, you got to look at everything else, though.
Let's see where
bragging about what he got.
I ain't bragging.
Expensive cars.
Wooden garage.
The toupee could have been a disguise. You do know he got it. He's extending.
What
you
know, kind
you
of
heard
toupee?
About this extension at the chateau, ain't you?
Yes, yes, yes.
This boy
yes,
living
yes.
a different life.
I mean, no.
Oh, because he is a lot of different people.
And you know that he was very quiet while this girl was talking.
I'm listening. I was trying to get all the information.
Oh, we got it all. But you not only didn't want to help her, you didn't want to hear no more either.
And you concluded that she talking about me. That's it?
Rich guy in a disguise. Tommy, who else could it be? I mean, really.
Oh, exactly. And now she done went and just...
rich boy on this show.
I didn't even know.
How much?
$3 million?
We'll
keep
be
on.
Back.
I'm going to put coconut oil in both of y'all's garages if you keep on.
So you know it is coconut oil.
So it is.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all. We back. We back to these back-to-back jams. Come on, Kat. Let's get it. We come back 48 minutes after the hour, y'all. We got time for just one more thing. We doing it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, this is our last break on this Monday. When we come back, Tommy, I think we have one more call for Weekend Confession. Someone just said they'd hold on because they had to get this off their chest.
Oh, Shirley. Everybody want to get it off their chest.
You're here
they know
for
the booth
it.
Is open. They know the
you're
nephew here.
Here.
I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through. Hold tight, baby. I'll be there in a minute.
You know, can I tell y'all something before you get started with your radio show? You know, God is good.
Yes, he is.
God is good to me. You know, right when I think I'm all out.
Out of ammo.
Empty. Mm-hmm. He filleth my cup. Until it runneth over.
Yes, it did.
I just had an interesting off-air conversation with the new queen of the morning show. We call her Queen Jackie. She new queen on the show. Queen Jackie. I was just talking to Jackie. Just complimenting her. Told her about the house. You know, you got a pretty house. You know, Tommy built and everything for the family. You know, he good, man. He good daddy.
I give him credit, dude.
Now, he's becoming a good husband, you know. But I just learned
it's
that
wife.
She told me.
Wifey, yeah.
And just surprised me. I just didn't know where they come from. Tommy got two matching chairs that's his at the house.
That's his?
Yeah, see, I got one chair. Tommy got a matching set of chairs that's just his. Wingbacks.
God.
But they slanted.
Oh, man.
Boy, this boy rich.
Because he got wingback chairs that are slanted.
Let's go to the phones. Shirley, get him off of me, please.
Hold on, Shirley, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a man say he got two chairs, matching chairs?
Well, I mean, to that I can say
I was with her when I seen them.
Yeah, but we saw them together, absolutely.
Who saw them together?
I saw them because I wanted them too. They were so beautiful.
How many years ago was that, Shirley? About 8 years ago?
Oh, man, about 8 years ago, yep.
But
they're pretty chairs.
Get them. Why, Shirley?
Well, I don't know.
Because they was too what,
Shirley?
Yeah,
they were expensive. Yeah, they were expensive. They were expensive. They were.
Yeah, but who got them, though?
But it took 8 years,
I just need y'all to say it.
They're in his living room. Okay, they're in the nephew's living
room.
Come
on, rich boy.
I didn't know that.
At the chateau.
We got to help some people. It's time for a confession.
No wonder you can't help nobody. All your money in furniture.
We got to go to one more weekend confession call. Let's go to line 5, Kat, and talk to Tony out of Florida.
Tony. This morning.
What's up, Tony?
Wake not up, much. Oh, I'm talk awake. To me. I'm awake.
Oh, okay. Okay, talk to me. What's the confession this morning, man?
All right, man. The confession is this weekend, I set my brother up with, you know, I set up a date for my brother to go out with another woman.
Okay.
The thing is that, you know, my brother, he's engaged now, but he just, you know, he just jumped into this engagement. He just got out of a marriage for 14 years. You know, he need to sow his royal oats a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he ain't been right since he been in this relationship. You know, he cheating on her now, so you might as well go ahead and, you know, see what's out there before you actually tie yourself down again.
That's right. That's true. Come on.
Okay. So you hooked him up with a date.
Yeah, I hooked him up with a date. You know, I didn't do it just him. It's not just going to be him and her. You know, it's my partner. You know, my son's godfather. He dating a lady down here. She got a sister. You know, she looks nice. And she got her stuff together. You know, see what else out there. You know, you just relocated to a new city. You know, you ain't really been with this woman this long. You always telling me about all the stuff that's going wrong with her. I don't want to hear your problems. You going to tell me about your problems, I'm going to give you a try to give you a solution.
That's what men do, don't they?
So you don't really care too much.
That's how men
do. You don't care too much for the fiancé, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, the fiancé, well, I ain't never liked her. I ain't liked his last wife neither, but...
He'd have made a couple bad picks to you.
You know, the killer is he'll have good women around, and he'll pick the wrong one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, his eyes, he don't never need to go to Vegas. He don't never need to shoot crabs, bet, gamble, nothing like that, because his eyes are terrible. He had 9 good women out of 10, and he'll pick that one wrong.
So the one you hooked him up with, you think she cool?
Oh, the one he hooked him up with, she cool. The killer is, like, it ain't just me who don't like these women. Don't nobody like her. Ain't nobody in the family like her. My mama didn't like her. My sister didn't like her. My wife didn't like her. You know, the dog didn't like her. The dog ran away twice.
So let me ask you this. So does he like the girl he went out on the date with?
They ain't going out yet. They going out this week. We all going to go out like a little group thing so, you know, he can meet her. You know, and I guess, you know, my confession is that it's wrong because, you know, I made a group thing and I even invited the fiance to come out so that way I could introduce them together in front of his face. So, hey, you met her too. You see what you see what's out here in front of your face? But you know what I'm saying?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Take him away.
You're going all the way in, dog.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Just have him go out with her by herself. Tell him Steve Harvey said, take a strong look. Don't do this again. Get the wrong one again.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.